Tomorrow's World Commentary, November 13th, 2018. False Labels by Roger Meyer. Read by William Williams. Article begins. This commentary is non-GMO, all natural, gluten-free, and contains no cholesterol, antibiotics, hormones, trans fats, or high fructose corn syrup. There is no extremely fine print filled with legalese at the end, and no guy talking 90 miles per hour unintelligibly to cover all of the exceptions, ifs, ands, and wherefores. But false labels are everywhere. Eat what you want and lose weight. Look young again by removing wrinkles and under-eye bags and restoring hair loss. Invest but never lose money. Yeah, right. If we have any experience, we don't believe most of what we hear or what we see. Lies and deceit, scams and frauds, exaggerations and misrepresentations all are everyday occurrences. Most of us have been burned, quote-unquote, by dishonesty of one kind or another. This or that product or service is seldom what it was presented to be up front. We all hate to be told lies, well, most of the time, because sometimes we don't want to hear the truth about ourselves, or hear that our long-cherished beliefs are also false or half-truths at best. Truth is incompatible with a lie, but lies can be mixed in with truth and fool us for a time. It is like dissolving something into a glass of water. Eventually, it will separate, just as lies will eventually be separated from the truth. What about religion? When you consider the religions of the world, you have to conclude that most people have it all wrong. Why? Because these religions are incompatible with one another, and if one is right, then the others are wrong. Even among the proponents of a particular religion, there are competing divisions and sects. Again, if one is right, then the others are wrong, at least on the differences between them. To be a true Christian, one must follow in the way of Jesus Christ, as the Bible shows. Yet, so many adherents fail to read the Bible and find out what Jesus Christ really taught. And some today claim to move beyond the Bible, a kind of post-Bible Christianity, quote-unquote, which seemingly makes up its guidelines apart from the Bible. Jesus told his disciples, or followers, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 and 5. Many claim to preach Christ's message, but they are false and deceive many people. Look at today's Christian landscape. If one believes what Jesus said, they should ask themselves, where are these many? Not a few, but many. The many will deceive many. The Greek word means much, mostly, largely, abundant, altogether, common, or plenteous. These synonyms plainly demonstrate the scope of the deception. The vast majority of the world's people are deceived. The Bible warns in numerous places about false prophets and false teachers. Notice what it says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. But there will also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. Notice again that it is not a few or some, but the many who call themselves Christian, who follow false teachers. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, verse 15, and have turned from the holy commandment delivered to them, verse 21. Is the label Christian all too often a false label? If you call yourself a Christian, are you doing what Jesus said? But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say, Jesus said? Luke chapter 6, verse 46. We invite you to read What is a True Christian? Satan's Counterfeit Christianity and Restoring Original Christianity. And as is so often said at Tomorrow's World, don't simply believe us, prove it in the pages of your own Bible. Article ends.